Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the MediCafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about the energy from the astrology, human design, and gene keys of the day. And don't you feel much better today? At least I do. Yesterday was about as moody as it comes in terms of the moon being in Cancer and making all of these different connections. But while we were sleeping, the moon moved out of Cancer and into Leo, a sign that makes us much more outgoing, gregarious, generous, and willing to participate in the outer world. Yay, right? Yay. Today feels completely different than yesterday. And I swear, even at I told my husband last night at 7 o'clock, I want to go to bed. I'm just tired. And I didn't really do anything that was, you know, make me that tired. So it was, you know, just those planets, they get heavy, and that feeling of, you know, so much to do and maybe not enough time to do it. Or, you know, who knows, just the experiences, the weight of the issues that we've been dealing with over the last several months. Finally coming down on our shoulders. So today feels a lot lighter and a lot easier to deal with, although there are some very important things that we need to know about today. Let's see. Good morning, Michelle. It's good to see you this morning. And I see some people in the background watching. I can't tell who you are, but good morning to everyone that's here. Good morning, Colleen. It's good to see you. And let's see, Tom, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. Right. And Mimi, good morning. I still have the slows, blaming Mercury. Laugh out loud. It's like a really long full moon. I gotcha there. Although I'm not sure. I mean, I know we can blame sort of the moon because of its transits through the sky. And, you know, I get, this is the grid that I use. This is for the whole month of November. And each day it gives me this long list of things, right? Of, let me see if I can bring this in for the 27th. And you can see when it focuses in here, look at all those things going on, right? I've highlighted it orange because I already knew this was going to be one of those days. And that's when I know that it's going to be a day, because not the first line, the one that's highlighted, are all the other planets that are doing a dance. And underneath that was the moon. And when you see that, the blue ones above that are my own personal transits that are going on, which I never check. So I don't even know why they show up, but they do. And I guess because the program has my birth information entered in, so it thinks that I care about what's going on for me personally that day. So when I see that, I know it's going to be an energetic day, but what kind of energy, right? What are we dealing with? Is it the backwash of the Mercury going retrograde that we're feeling? Is it the gang of Jupiter, Mercury, and Jupiter, Mercury, and the Sun that are all in a conjunction in Sagittarius? Or just what is it, right? So let's first talk about the moon today. And then we'll go into some of the things that are going on with the triple conjunction of Jupiter, Sun, and Mercury. And today the actual Sun-Mercury conjunction happens, but it's still within a degree of Jupiter. So they're all three sitting together like they were yesterday, and they will be as well for the next couple of days until they begin to spread apart. And then there's another sort of obscure couple of transits that are happening today that I want to take a look at, because not because they're obscure, although since they are, we don't really talk about them very much, but underneath all of the layers of other things that are happening, these guys are affecting us. One is Mercury in a semi-square to Pluto, and I'll talk about that more in depth in a bit, and Mars that is in a sextile, a 60-degree relationship to Saturn. By the way, the Mercury semi-square Pluto, a semi-square is a half of a square. A square is a 90-degree angle. So Mercury semi-square, Pluto is a 45-degree angle. Also, a very irritating kind of aspect, relationship. Remember, when I'm talking about sextile, square, conjunct, opposing, those kinds of things are just the relationships that the planets are having with one another. So it doesn't really, you know, it's not some obscure kind of thing that we're talking about. It's truly just the relationship between the planets and our being able to determine from that relationship how it is they're going to play in the yard of our lives. And I knew I shouldn't have worn this scarf because it always slides around. Anyway, so let's first look at the moon. So the moon today is in a really positive aspect with Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun. It is in a trine aspect. A trine is a 120 degree angle between them, and that is ease and flow. It means that the energies are just nicely working with one another. Sometimes a little too easy, right? The downside of a trine might be that things are too easy and it makes you a bit lazy and you don't really try too hard to get anything accomplished. But you know, we need those kind of transits so that we can feel like we are making progress. And that's what we have today, this feeling that we are making progress in whatever area of our life that we're moving forward in. So the moon in Leo is fire, and Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun all in Sagittarius, fire. Fire energy is creative energy. It is the energy of passion. It is the energy of action. And so we have the forward motion here of our creative energies. So that's one of the things that we can look at as a very high positive for the day as it relates to the moon. I'm going to take a look a little deeper at those three amigos, I'm calling them, here in just a minute. The moon today is also in a square 90 degree relationship, challenging to Venus and Uranus. And those two kind of connections make for some maybe disruption in our relationships, vague senses of being irritated but not really being able to put your finger on it. Like I felt a little irritated with my husband last night, but I couldn't put my finger on why. He hadn't really done anything. So it was best for me to just zip my lip and not say anything, lest I hurt his feelings or, you know, strike out and say things that I don't mean. And that's kind of bleeding into today as well. So if you are feeling irritated by your loved ones without a reason why, it's okay. It's just the energy in the air. It is just the planets. And the best thing to do is to keep quiet, right? Don't say anything that you don't want to have to say you're sorry for later on. And that's exactly what I did. It was better for me not to answer his stupid little questions last night than it was for me to say what I really wanted to say about whatever it was he was talking about. So that I'm not sure that ignoring people is a good thing either, but you could just say, you know, I'm really irritable right now. Let's just, you know, save this conversation for later, because that may be what you're feeling today. And with fire energy, sometimes we leap into something or we say something that we don't mean, particularly because Mercury is in a fire sign and it's retrograde, right? So try to keep just, you know, maybe just say, not now, this isn't a good time. Monitor your own self, be responsible for you so that you don't, you know, vomit out there onto other people your irritations, especially if you don't even know what you're irritated about. Okay. Let's see. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Tina. Tina says, I have a big day today speaking to an audience of 200 plus. It's a great day for that. You're going to be seen in the best light possible. You have a Jupiter-Mercury-Sun conjunction. The only thing I would say to you, Tina, is to slow down and make sure that your mind is literally on what it is that you're talking about. Mercury is retrograde. It can be a little bit wandering, but if you stay focused on what it is you want to say, use humor. Today's a great day for humor. When the moon is in Leo, humor is really possible and positive. So we wish you luck today, Tina. That's awesome. What are you speaking about? Tell us a little bit in the background here. Good morning, everyone. So the mess I made last night with friend requests, my natal chart. It says, I am so good with computers and technology. I am absolutely not that. Just the opposite. Oh, contraire, my dear Kathy. if you take the age that you are, and I'm not going to blurt that out everywhere to everyone, you are absolutely good at technology. You may not know all the ins and outs of technology, but how many people your age are really able to get on Facebook, get on Messenger, and be able to tune into a live broadcast? I guarantee you there are a lot of people my age that can't do that. So kudos to you, right? You may not know, like I said, all the ins and outs of things, and you may make mistakes, but you are really good at this. Cindy, good morning. Wow, I'm not irritated, but my husband sure is. I did not know why this makes sense. Absolutely. In case it isn't you, it might be someone else in your life. And then you get affected by what that person's doing. And then you become irritated or irritable and you don't know why. Or you're left with hurt feelings because you think you've done something or, you know, whatever the dynamics are, that of the possibility for irritation. Tina says she's transiting Jupiter and Mercury are conjunct her natal Mercury and Neptune. Ooh-hoo. And I totally felt irritated and crabby yesterday all day. Gotcha, sister. I wasn't particularly crabby. I really just wanted to go to bed. I was serious when I said that I really wanted to take the day off yesterday. Unfortunately, I had things to do. And luckily, they were quiet behind those scenes, things to do. So that was good. I did not have to be irritated by much more out there in the world. So that was a good thing. Kathy Miller says, you are my favorite daughter. Thank you very much. I was going to say I was your only daughter, but I forgot. Nope, there's my sister, Leanna. So I could be your favorite stepdaughter. There you go. Let's see what else is going on here. More comments since then. Slow down, keep mind on the topic, focus, and humor. Good one. Tina saying topic is authenticity, reclaiming it, reclaiming yours. That's perfect. That's a great topic for you. That is perfect. Reclaiming your identity. Yes. Very, very good. So we wish you well, Tina. That's awesome. 200 plus people. That's huge. And maybe you'll get some opportunities for more speaking engagements out of that. That's the strength of this triple conjunction right now, which I might as well just segue right into, is that Jupiter, Mercury, RX, and the Sun together, the three amigos, create something worth looking forward to for us. And then that causes us to think, what are we looking forward to? And even though, remember last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, when Jupiter first moved into Sagittarius and we were looking forward to optimism, but we couldn't find it yet, right? And I was a little irritated myself because I knew optimism should be everywhere and I couldn't find it. Well, now it has really taken hold. And even though there was a day like yesterday that was irritating and irritable making, crabby, you know, feeling, there was still optimism underneath it all. And I think maybe yesterday's irritation was that, you know, all the energy was sort of bottled up and slowed down. There wasn't much room to express that optimism and to do anything yet, because it really wasn't apparent yet what that was going to take the shape of. Well, we are getting closer and closer to clarity now on what it is that we are looking forward to. As in, who was it the other day that pointed out there was only 6 weeks left in the year? I think that might have been Tina. And that we were, you know, having to, you know, we were feeling that anxiety a bit about, you know, what is it that we're going to do? What's the new year going to bring? Well, now that anxiety is probably being replaced by more optimism and forward thinking because of the force of these three planets coming together. There is deserved optimism out there. Now, if you're paying attention to the news, God help me, then you're seeing a bunch of bullshit out there, right? No matter what country you live in right now, there is all kinds of stuff being bandied about. In our country, it's always what Trump's up to. Oh my goodness. Thank God that gave me a warning. My battery is low. I forgot to plug it in. Thank you for the reminder. And in other countries, Europe, it's Brexit, perhaps, or wherever you are, there's something irritating going on in the outer world. So it's up to us to try not to get caught up into that outer world. The force of the personal planets right now are where we want to focus our energy. The personal planets, those are Mercury, the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mars, and sometimes, and I think right now is one of those times, Jupiter plays that pivotal role between the interface, if you will, between our personal planets. You guys are going to freak out. Something just went across my feet. I don't know what that was. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to freak out. It was probably my scarf. Recompose myself here. So Jupiter at times plays the role of the interface between the inner planets and the outer planets. And it acts as sort of the mediator. In this case, it's mediating what our new plans are. What recurring opportunities do we see in our outer world? And I want, there's something very important for us to look at right now, because Mercury is retrograde. The past is often coming back to us. And that means there may be opportunities from the past that you haven't taken action on. And so it may come back up in conversation through an email or something, a thought that comes up to you. And that's worth looking at, because the timing may not have been right back then. But now the timing may be correct for you to take action on something, or at least begin to open up to that. And that's the interesting thing about the times we're in right now, is that there may have been ideas, creative inspiration that occurred to us months ago, maybe even last year, that we just never took action on, but we see it opening back up. Like maybe it's coming back at you for some reason. So we have to take a look at those recurring opportunities and what kind of actions that may be open for us to move forward on those things. So here's a great reminder. Remember, I had you all focusing on the gene key of the week, and I'm not changing the gene key of the week yet because of the focus on this gene key 34. Remember, the gate 34 in your human design, or the gene key 34 in your gene key holographic profile, is on the sacral center. It's the second one up from the bottom. Let me show you here. Right here is the sacral. This is not a current chart. This is from last week sometime. Here's the sacral. Here's gate 34. It goes off this direction and then heads on up to the throat center, or heads on down to the spleen. So yesterday when we were talking to Asa in the morning, I was talking to her about 34 for her meets up to 57, the psychic gate right here. So she's empowered to be highly intuitive right now. And some of you might recognize 34 moving up to the throat as the archetype of the manifesting generator. So if we took a look at this right now, we might see, yeah, we would today, we would see that manifesting generator channel is defined for everyone. So we are all acting like, or have the potential to act like, manifesting generators right now. And that may see us dabbling in a whole bunch of things, but that's only temporary energy. Tomorrow, that energy's done and it changes dramatically tomorrow. So if you had gotten yourself involved in 20 billion different projects, then you're going to find it all comes crashing down on you. Right? Because especially if it wasn't your energy to begin with, it was just borrowed from the planets that are in transit. So we have to be very aware here of what we're doing, because 34 puts this emphasis on force versus the gift of strength. So I want to talk about force for a minute, because there's two faces of force according to the gene keys. The first face of force, say that 10 times fast, is self-effacing. It is the more repressed version of force. And here is where you are as an individual hiding from your power, right? In a way, you're afraid of really showing who you are and being in your full power. That's almost being exacerbated by the Black Moon Lilith, who's in Aquarius right now. And she's really stirring up this idea of power within us, right? And not expressing our power or the fear of being powerful. So we have a couple of these little things for us to really take a look at. You might be using this energy incorrectly if you're letting people walk all over you. And if you are doing that, you're holding back your power rather than expressing your power, right? And that leads to tiredness in the body, to that achy feeling, that lack of energy. And I'll tell you why. When we have that manifesting generator energy defined for us, a manifesting generator type is designed to use their energy. The generators are as well, to use that energy up at the give. At the end of the day, you should be tired, physically tired. If you are not, that energy stays keyed up in the body, locked up in the body, and just pings around, and it can cause no end of difficulties, right? So you in the physical body. So it can be tiredness. It can be lack of energy. It can be illness. It can be any number of physical symptoms. So we want to make sure that we're dispelling that energy by the end of the day. Now, if this is you, if you are using gate 34 in a self-effacing or repressed sort of way, then you may be feeling consistently that tiredness and that lack of energy. If so, reach out and get a reading or at least a mini something or another from someone to let you know what's happening in your chart, because you as a human being are not meant to be tired. Right? There isn't that. I mean, if you're tired, it's because you're not using your energy correctly or you're not resting in between things, etc. So if that energy drags you down. Okay. Now, the other face of force is that of the aggressive or the more assertive brand of bullying, bullish by nature or bossy by nature. So that leads to inappropriate behavior, lashing out at people who stand in your way, or irritated because something's holding your back. There's maybe, you know, an outside circumstance that's caused you to not be able to move forward. And instead of becoming responsible for your own reactions and for what's happening, you lash out at others around you, blaming them for what's going on. You use force inappropriately. Right? You're using your force to bring people down, to make others responsible. And that can trigger anger within you as well, especially when you're challenged by someone who says, hey, look in the mirror, right? Take a look at your own stuff. Don't blame me. Take a look at what's going on with you. If someone throws that out at them, they're going to blow up. So their need, if you are on the more bullying, bossy side of the expression of force in your life, you need to find a healthy way to channel that anger. And that may mean more exercise. That may mean literally a plan of action. It may mean that you have to do some deep diving into your own self to see where it is you're not being responsible for your own actions and your own emotional well-being. So there you are, right? This is the gate 34, the gene key 34 that we have been focusing on since early, I think it was last week. And now we have the Sun, Mercury, Jupiter conjunction at that gate. Just like, let's just hammer that one in, right? Let's just really understand the difference between forcing something to happen and allowing something to happen, right? That's the big deal here. All right. Any questions about that? Anything else that people want to talk about force or power or strength? I don't see any questions. So I'm going to move on and then I can address questions if there are any. I want to say minor, but it could be major in somebody's chart, right? It could be major when Mercury is in a semi-square to Pluto, if you are someone who's grappling already with power issues or are already ambitiously moving forward in some way. The fact that Mercury in retrograde is semi-squaring the planet Pluto says that we may be overestimating our abilities. We may be overestimating the amount of time it takes for something or the available resources that we have. So that is a time for us to do a gut check, do a reality check, right? The reality check is don't promise more than you can deliver, right? Don't promise it. If you do, you're going to end up disappointed, perhaps, or you're going to end up disappointing other people. So if someone comes to you with a project and you already know you're squeezed for time because of any number of things that are going on in your life right now, don't take on something new just because you feel like you have to, right? Isn't that interesting, Tina? You're right. Tina said, authenticity equals personal power. Good topic for Gate 34. A great topic for you to be talking about today. That's a great topic for you to be talking about today. So it makes perfect sense, right? So don't become overly ambitious. This energy can trigger that for you, right? It can trigger something deep within you that wants to take action, but that might mean you're taking action in the wrong direction, or that it isn't the right timing, or that you are overextending yourself, right? That you are, you know, spending time on something that you don't have the time to spend on. And it's, you know, it's like we have this yummy, interesting energy available to us, and we want to take advantage of all of it, almost out of a fear that it's going to be yanked away from us again, and we're going to be down in that low part of our energy waves again. And so we want to just grab it all and take it all in. But what have we been talking about with Jupiter? Everything has to be in proportion, and within reason, right? So according to your available resources like time and money, the space in your day to be able to get that much done and not be at the end of the night dragging, right? Or letting other things go that need to be done because you just couldn't get to it. That we don't want to be doing, especially when we're moving into the time of the holidays, where it's already, the energy is already ramping up with, you know, preparing for this time of the year. All right. Anything else? Tina says, I will allow great things to happen today versus forcing them. Perfect. Anyway, the last type of thing that we have to talk about today is another one of those background type of transits that is occurring. And that is Mars in Pisces in a favorable aspect with Saturn. And I'm saying that like, I want to say it tongue in cheek because they're in a sextile, which is a 60 degree angle, which usually denotes a sharing of energy and resources between the two planets. But Mars is sort of not in its best place in Pisces. And so here, and of course, Saturn is very energized and very capable in its own sign of Capricorn. So we have Mars in a water sign, one that it's not particularly happy to be in, but we have Saturn very much empowered because it is in a sign that it rules. So we have a relationship between these planets where they can kind of share some really key information. And what is that? It is about creative energy. So if you can put together a deliberate flow, I know that sounds weird, doesn't it? A deliberate flow of creative energy, i.e. pace yourself, right? You don't have to have the whole project done today, but if you set out to create something step by step in a deliberate way, then your creative energy is flowing in a positive direction without force. Right? Without force. And it gives you then access to focused, sustainable growth or focused and sustainable energy to get something done. So the two planets there, Mars and Saturn, are really working well together, but you have to sort of consciously tap into that. Does that make sense? Right? It's just not like there on the surface for you to capture and take advantage of. Oh no, you have to sort of go, okay, I'm going to deliberately set forth to create something. And I am going to pace myself in this project, which means I might have to set up a plan. I might actually have to take a calendar and look at it and go, today's this, tomorrow's that, the next day's this. And then also be prepared because Mercury is still retrograde for changes in that plan. build in, you know, the extra time and so forth. This is really also the drive within us right now to find direction and purpose. So if you're someone who's been feeling the need to find your direction in life, to determine what happens next or where do I go from here, this is what's driving it from behind the scenes or deep within you. So if you're a Piscean, if you're a Capricorn, you are in particular stress perhaps, or particularly pressured by this, or if you have planets that are prominently placed in those two signs, you may be feeling this pressure. Don't succumb to the pressure, because the minute you tighten up and get tense about something, you block the energy pathways. So just relax, right? And allow yourself to be. And without tension, without stress, and without all of that idea of I have to have something done by, right? Just be a little bit more free flowing, or a little bit deliberate flow. I like that. I use that combination of words. So we're deliberately flowing with the energy. All right. So any questions, anybody out there? Tomorrow, Wednesday, is kind of a calm, cool, collected day. When you looked at the chart there, there's nothing tomorrow new. Anything, you know, we're already dealing with things, but there's nothing new being thrown at us tomorrow, except it is the beginning of the new Human Design Week. So I think tomorrow I'm going to shift my focus to more of the human design energy for the week ahead. And it includes things like focus. It includes enthusiasm. It includes the search for equality and sort of that equanimity. There we go. Equanimity. And that sets us up for the week ahead in terms of the human design energy. And I will reveal a new gene key for you to focus your energy on tomorrow. And Tom, I swear to God, you are annoyingly funny. Tom says, there once was a woman from Bow who hosted an astrology show. She railed in a funks because some planets were conjunct, but it was only a mouse across her toe. Actually, it wasn't. It was the fringe of my thing. Because remember I said it slips? It was the fringe of this, but it totally freaked me out. So I made a complete idiot of myself on air for all to see while I thought I had a mouse. Actually, I thought it was my cat at first, but then when I realized my cat wasn't there, then I freaked. So anyway, thank you, Tom. That's hysterically funny. You should be a poet. Tina says, how do Jupiter and Neptune play together? You know, Jupiter and Neptune, when they're together, no matter where they are, work rather well together, because Jupiter is a planet that takes us to mastery and creates the master within, right? It takes us to our higher spiritual concepts. It really raises us up to the sky, if you will, and to spirit, being able to look back into our lives and see what's true for us. Well, Neptune is the planet of spirit, right? It's the planet that represents the ethers, right? The air in terms of the things, the unknowable, the unpin-downable nature of things like spirit. Right? We know there's air. We can hear it when it's windy. You can't see air, right? And you can't capture air. And if you captured air in a jar, as soon as you open the jar, it's gone. And that's the same nature of spirit, right? So sometimes the two of them together create a sort of etheric spiritual connection that you can't quantify, that you can't quite bring into physical form, because it's not physical, it's spiritual. So it reminds me of when people have Jupiter in their 12th house, which is Neptune's realm, the house that it rules, there's a master within, right? But they don't always see it. So that it's the unknowable, unseeable, but yet we're aware of what's going on within us. So it brings us to high spirituality. It triggers our intuition. It may trigger all of the things, the clairs, clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, et cetera, et cetera. depending on what's, you know, going on with you and what house it's in together. So I think what you're meaning is that Jupiter, by transit, is sitting on your Neptune. And if that's the case, Jupiter is able to draw out maybe the more spiritual information that you need to bring in today, the harder to pin down information. And then to be able to communicate that clearly, that may be a bit of a challenge because Mercury's retrograde, but the Sun is conjunct Mercury today, which makes it maybe a little bit easier. So a mixed bag. You may have to have more words to describe something, or you may just have to tell people there's this unknowable quantity out there or quality out there. Faith is another big thing with Jupiter and Neptune. Faith and trust in a higher power. And Tina, you're saying that's going on in your first house. It's faith and trust in you, in yourself, right? In the self, that you are worthy of this, that you accept you for whatever it is that is going on with you. It is the you show, the Y-O-U show, Tina. She has Jupiter, Sun, Mercury, all sitting on her natal Neptune, Mercury. So you're all, and natal Neptune, Mercury can already speak to very spiritual things. And aren't you a Scorpio? Didn't you just recently have a birthday? So ties to authenticity. There is ties to authenticity there. The first house is your authentic self, right? It is you, Y-O-U. And then that must mean you have a Sagittarius rising sign then, which means that you're here to communicate truth and you're here to communicate how people can become their true selves, i.e. authentic selves. So there you have it. I think you're just getting, this would be the first time in a year that Jupiter's been conjunct your Neptune-Mercury conjunction. So it's like almost the start of a new, you know, cycle of you, Y-O-U. Yeah, Scorpio. Oh, you have a Scorpio rising? So it's later in the first house, but it's definitely the first house. Gotcha. Okay, so carry on. You are perfectly primed to be able to do this today. And I had a thought when, Mercury and the Sun in an inferior conjunction. What that means is we have the Sun, then there's Mercury, and then there's the Earth. We're all in alignment today. The Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury are all in an alignment today. And when that happens, it happens typically right at the halfway point of a Mercury retrograde cycle. So there's about three to four times a year when this occurs. And every time, remember, Mercury is the alter ego of Hermes, the messenger god. So Mercury is always bringing in a message at this point in time. It's almost like he's conveying to the Sun the secrets of the next steps, right? The secret of where we're going next. Bye, Tina. Take care. Have a great day. Good luck to you. Hopefully you can join us tomorrow and let us know how it all went for you. So when we have this messenger planet delivering a message to the Sun, what is it? Well, right now it's in Sagittarius. So the message may be about what our next steps are in terms of what are we optimistic about? What are we looking forward to? And it may also be about really looking and searching for the real truth, looking for transparency, looking for the ethical conventions out there in the world, ethics, Jupiter and Sagittarius, ethics, transparency. You're going to probably hear a lot about that in the coming year in your various governments and so forth, in your grassroots movements that begin. You're going to begin to hear this push for transparency, for getting corporations out of, or getting money, excuse me, out of politics, and reducing the amount of secretive stuff that, you know, is going on behind the scenes. And I would guess that over the next year, we may be really surprised by the number of things that get exposed, right? Things that the inner workings of something. And we may be really surprised and pleased by the courage of some of the people that step up to the plate and demand that kind of transparency and that visibility. And of course, that is all in keeping with Jupiter moving through Sagittarius for the year. And also the Lord of Karma, Saturn in Capricorn, those people who have not been playing by the rules or who have these ulterior motives being exposed. And then from a point of truth, which is another hallmark of Jupiter in Sagittarius, and maybe what the message is that Mercury is bringing to the Sun in Sagittarius, we as the people can make true decisions or decisions that are correct about who should be in office, about what we will or won't tolerate anymore. So it has huge ramifications for us in the wider world, but also for our own selves, telling our own selves the truth about who we are, about what it is that has been holding us back, about the things that we're using as excuses not to be who we want to be or to do the things we want to do. And, you know, that is sort of an echo of Chiron having returned backwards into Pisces, reminding us to let go of the victimhood, victimness, right? And blaming is a part of victimhood. And, you know, we see it in our here in the U.S., we see it all the time. The president blames everybody and every other thing for the situation and not what the real truth is. And we have to start looking deeper at that. That's some of the messages that are coming up for us, right? We have to maintain our own truth in our own lives first, because I can't control if, you know, someone out there is going to tell the truth or if there's something more to see. We have to deliberately look for it. We have to look for the truth. There's a line people say often, follow the money. Follow the money, and then you find out what the truth is, right? So you can find out why it is things are working the way they are, no matter what country you are in, by following the trail of money. Who's holding, you know, the purse strings to something that's going on, right? Because that's going to tell you the tale. That's going to tell you what is the real motivation, because unless we can convince them to be in integrity and to be transparent and come forth and say, this is it, this is what we're doing, we're going to have to find the truth ourselves. So empower yourself to do that. All right. Any other questions, comments today? Will tomorrow be a good day to meet Sissy and your niece? My niece. Wait. You, I don't get it. Meet up like for lunch with someone? I think tomorrow would be an excellent day to do that kind of thing. Tom says, have a fun day, everybody. Love, gratitude, hugs. Thank you. I don't know what that TYGNA means. Maybe you could tell us, because I see you use it a lot and I'm always like, I don't know what that is. So Tom, tell us real quick, what's TYGNA? Thank you, gratitude and awesomeness. Don't know. At any rate, any other questions out there? Don't see any. So I'm done for today. Yay. I'm trying to be more succinct and get things done quicker, but there's also fewer things going on out there. Well, it may not seem like it, but there are fewer things going on that make us have to scramble and chase after things. So Patricia says, my friend is a Sagittarius, has five planets in Sagittarius. What does that mean for her? It depends what house that's going in. That it kind of translates into a lot of maybe intensity, a lot of opportunities, perhaps a tendency to want to obsess over things or do things, do too many things. She may want a slower roll. She may want to get a reading to find out where all of that is happening. Whatever house that is in for her, there's a lot going on. It could be good things, but it could also be something that is where she's becoming over-exuberant and using way too much energy there. My brother's daughter, we have never met her. My brother has a daughter that you've never met? Oh my God. Family secrets being played out here? Oh my God, you have to call me, Kathy, and you have to tell me what the hell you're talking about. I do not know. oh my gosh, okay, well, secrets. Remember last year, this time I was finding out all kinds of things about my family. I found out I had extra brothers and sisters I didn't know I had, and that there were all these things I was finding out about my father that I never knew. And now it's moving on to a new level, I see. Well, Kathy, you and I need a conversation. Anyway, that's it for me today. I hope everybody has a blessed day. Mwah! Much love to you all. Don't forget today, if you would like a mini reading, I will be on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. East Coast time on Angel Heart Radio. As soon as I get done here, I will post that link. Yesterday, I couldn't find that link for you guys, but I found it later in the day. So I'll post that here for you. Feel free to join. I'll also post the phone number so that you can call in and get a mini reading of what some of the most intense things are that are coming up for 2019. If you want to know more details about 2019, you can certainly still sign up for the Astrology of 2019 webinar that is posted on my Living Astrology Facebook page. It's also on my website, top right corner. It says Astrology of 2019 webinar. Click on that. You can register and pay for that. And you get a free 12-month report with that, which, by the way, I will begin sending out this at the end of this week for you. Remember, I said it would be confusing, and we are going to do a webinar between Christmas and New Year that's free to elaborate how you read that report, okay? Let's see what else. Don't forget, you can still order the Energy Almanac. It is in pre-order phase for shipping later in December. And that the Magic Makers Playbook and Planner and Playbook is already available and can be shipped to you. They're awesome tools for you to be able to know what is going on each day. All right, guys, that's it for me. Take care. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.